Welcome to Tart Imechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Batya Brander, and today we will be studying Hosea, the fifth chapter. In the last chapter, most of the rebuke was focused towards the Kohanim, the high priests, as well as the rest of the 10 tribes. In this chapter, we'll be broader, including all members of the 10 tribes and including the Malchus Yehuda, the southern kingdom as well. Before learning this chapter, let's go back for a moment to chapter number 2, where Hosea is given information about the impending exile and the stages that will occur that lead up to that exile if indeed the Jewish people do not repent. In the analogy of the husband and the unfaithful wife, the first step is the husband blocking the way of the lovers so that the unfaithful wife can no longer reach them. Additionally, he'll create a disgust such that the lovers will want nothing to do with this unfaithful wife. And why? Because she thought that all of the goodness and blessing that she'd received were gifts from her lovers instead of recognizing that they were from the husband. The chapter begins recounting the details of the sins of the Jewish people, specifically the 10 tribes. Later, it will include the sins of Malchus Yehuda as well. The end of the chapter, however, will describe how the Jewish people turned to Assyria for assistance, and yet they should be turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because how can Assyria help when everything that has occurred is because Hashem has specifically chosen to mete this out to the Jewish people? Let's begin. Verse 1. Shimu zos hakohanim hakshivu beis Yisrael uveis hamelech ha'azinu ki lachem hamishpat ki pach heyisem lemitzpeh v'reshet perusha al tavar. Listen to this, Kohanim. Give attention, Beis Yisrael, the house of Israel. Ha'azinu, give your ear, Beis HaMelech, the house of the king. For the judgment is yours. You were supposed to administer justice. Now you will be judged. For you are a trap on mitzvah, a snare net spread on the mountain of Tabor. Tabor is very familiar to us as the place where Hashem saved the Jewish people. Devorah sat and judged there. Mitzvah as well was a place where the Jews were saved in the time of Shmuel. Yet it was in these locations that Chazal say that the 10 tribes, or the rulership of the 10 tribes, placed guards and guard posts to prevent the 10 tribes from going to Yerushalayim and bringing sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash. The Das Sofer notes how all three elements that are included in this pasuk represent different parts of Klal Yisrael, specifically in the 10 tribes, the Kohanim, the priests, the Beis Yisrael, the people themselves, and the Beis HaMelech, the leadership. He contends that they're all included in this prophecy so that none could blame the other. None that could say, oh, well, it's because of you or because of you. That's why we sin, that everyone has to take the blame themselves. This is not the time for finger pointing. This is the time for accepting responsibility. Many of the psukim in this parak are very difficult to understand. We're going to use a new sefer to help us deconstruct some of the concepts and difficult language. V'yavinu b'mikra by Harav HaGaon Rav Chaim Chanun. V'shachata seitim he'emiku, v'ani musar l'kulam. They deepened and added to the slaughter of offerings for Avodah Zarah, through which they strayed, l'satot, to stray from Hashem. V'ani musar l'kulam, but I, Hashem, will admonish you all. Ani yadati Ephraim, v'Yisrael lo nechkad mimeni. I remember Ephraim, either referring to the leadership of the 10 tribes or the people of the 10 tribes. Yisrael is not hidden from me. Ki ata, his nesa Ephraim, nitma Yisrael. For now Ephraim has strayed, Israel has become impure and defiled. Hashem sees and knows everything. Pasuk Dalet, verse 4. Lo yitnu ma'alalehem, lashuv el elokehem. Here yitnu is understood as ya'azvu, abandon. So we translate this as they do not abandon their bad deeds to return to Hashem. Ki ruach zenunim bekirbam, es Hashem lo yada'u. For a spirit of harlotry is in their midst, and Hashem they did not know, Hashem they did not recognize. The Radak points out that so great are their sins that there is no path back to tshuva without receiving some element of punishment. The stage of Erech HaPayim is over since the decree has already come down. And Rav Eliezer Mibagensi points out that they lacked appreciation for all the good that Hashem has bestowed upon them. That's what it means when it says, and Hashem they did not know, did not recognize. They did not recognize the benefit that they've received, the blessing that they've experienced. Pasuk Hey, verse 5, Va'ana ga'on Yisrael befanav. Va'ana, and they will be humbled, ga'on Yisrael, the pride of Israel, befanav, before their eyes. They will see their downfall. V'Yisrael v'Ephraim yikashlu ba'avonam. And the northern kingdom and their leaders, they'll stumble over their sins. Kashal gam Yehuda imam, and Yehuda as well will stumble with them. Here the chapter is shifting from focus just on the 10 tribes to including a focus now and on the two tribes as well. Bitzonam uvivkaram yelchu levakeshes Hashem, velo yimtzu chalatz mehem. With their sheep and their cattle, they go to seek Hashem, but they won't find him because he is withdrawn from them. Why is he withdrawn from them? It sounds like they're doing the right thing. And is this referring to the 10 tribes or the two tribes? The Malbim understands this as referring to the 10 tribes, Malchus Yisrael, in the days of Hoshea ben Ela, when he opened the borders, allowing people to take their animals and their karbanos and bring them to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. But at this point, it's too late to reverse the decree. Alternatively, Mitzudas David understands this as referring to Yehuda. When they wait too long, the Shekhinah will already been removed. Because it's not about the animals, Das Mikra says. It's about service of Hashem. And you can't appease Hashem with karbanos alone, as we'll see in the next chapter. Pasuk Zayin, verse 7. Bahashem bagadu ki vanim zarim yaladu. Of Hashem they were traitorous, for they took the daughters of foreign nations who worship foreign gods. And so they bore foreign children. Ata, and now, or therefore, yochlem chodesh es chalkechem. The month will consume their portion. Perhaps this means that they not only will have a bad day, but a bad month, a month of judgment, where they and their portions, their inheritance, their land will be consumed and destroyed. Perhaps this is referring to the month of Av, during which they receive the bulk of their punishment. In the next set of psukim, we shift to the kingdom of Yehuda, which includes Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Binyamin, the tribes of Yehuda and Binyamin. We know that Hoshea prophesied during four kings of Judah, Uzziah, Yosam, Ahaz, and Chizkiah, or Chizkiyahu. Reb Chaim Chanun understands the coming psukim to be referring perhaps to the time of Ahaz, the father of Chizkiyahu, where the Jewish people, and specifically Malchus Yehuda, sinned with Avodah Zarah. Additionally, they experienced terrible losses, perhaps 120,000 men, many of them killed by the northern kingdom. And so Yehuda is instructed, Pasuk Ches, Tiku Shofar Bagiv'ah, blow the shofar in Givah, Chatzotzra Baramah, blow the trumpet in Ramah, Hariu Beis Oven, make noise in Beis Oven, which we understand to be Beis El. Acharecha Binyamin, they are behind you, Binyamin. These are significant cities within the tribe of Binyamin, and the enemy is so close that Binyamin is being instructed that he should blow the shofar in warning to his people to prepare them for imminent attacks. The next set of psukim go back and forth between Yehuda and Ephraim. We're going to continue to explain this as if this was meant for Yehuda and referring to Ephraim. As you'll see, we'll explain it the way Rav Chaim Chanun understands it. Ephraim l'shama tihiyah biyom tochecha. We already know that Ephraim will be laid waste on the day of rebuke. B'shivtei Yisrael hodati ne'emana. I have already made the truth known. Pasuk Yod, verse 10. Hayu sarei Yehuda kamasige gvol, aleihem eshpoch kamayim evrasi. The lords or the leaders of Yehuda are like ones who breach boundaries, masige gvol, taking a page from the book of Malchus Yisrael in their idol worship. Literally, masig gvul means to move the boundaries so that you're entering now another person's land and claiming it as your own. So too, Yehuda is involved in Avodah Zarah, which used to be only in the realm of Malchus Yisrael, but now they're taking it for their own. And so I will pour my wrath upon them, wrath so great that it's like water spreading everywhere. And the Navi continues, Pasuk Yud Aleph, verse 11. See what happened to Ephraim? Ashuk Ephraim, Rutzutz Mishpat. Ephraim has been exploited and oppressed by the surrounding nations as a judgment, as a punishment for following after the will of Avodah Zarah. Va'ani ka'ash l'Ephraim, u'charakav l'veis Yehuda. And just like I, Hashem says, am like a moth for Ephraim, I will be like a worm to the house of Yehuda, eating away and destroying little by little, starting with invasions and ending with exile. The Navi continues describing how both Ephraim and Yehuda did not attribute the punishments to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't connect the dots. Pasuk Gimel, Vayar Ephraim es Cholyo, Yehuda es Mizoro. Ephraim saw his illness. Yehuda saw his wound, but instead of understanding it as punishment or consequence of their sins, Vayelech Ephraim el Ashur, Vayishlach el Melech Yarev. Ephraim went to Assyria, and even Malchus Yehuda sent for the king of Yarev, which is another name for Assyria. But Assyria couldn't heal them, couldn't remove their wounds. Because, of course, they're not natural wounds, but rather, Pasuk Yudalid, Ki Anochi Chashachal Le'Ephraim. I, Hashem says, am like a lion to Israel, like a young lion to Yehuda, V'chakfir Le'Beis Yehuda. Ani Etrof. I will tear them apart. V'Elech, and I will go. Esa, I will carry off this torn carcass. V'Ein Matzil, and there is none who can save them. Metzudas David summarizes the message so beautifully. For if I, Hashem, desire evil to befall them, how can Assyria save them? The chapter ends on a painful, poignant, and perhaps hopeful note. Elech ashuva el mekomi. I will go and return to my place, meaning I will hide my face from them. Hester panim. Ad asher yeshemu. Until they recognize their guilt. Uvikshu fanai. And they will seek my face. They will seek a face-to-face connection. Batsar lahem yishacharunini. In their dire straits, in their distress, their narrow place, they will search for me. The Das Sofrim points out that they will seek me in earnest. Yishacharuni is used also in Mishle, where it says they will seek me urgently, yishachruneni, but will not find me. He points out that there it's referring to totally wicked people. But here, we will seek out Hashem urgently, we will be able to find him. As we say, Menametzar Karasika, from our straits we call out to Hashem. It's an interesting word, Yishacharunini. The commentators say that it means seek me out. But some ask, why does there need to be two nuns? We should say Yivakshuni, not Yivakshunini. The Chomas Ankh of the Chidah explains a beautiful idea here. Two nuns add to 100. He suggests that a way to reach Hashem is through Mea Brachos, 100 blessings a day. He says that it's best to seek out Hashem before the tsar occurs, to come to an awareness beforehand, and to seek forgiveness. But Hashem is telling us that even if we wait until we're in the distressed state, Hashem will still answer us if we turn to him. He quotes the Rokeach, Rabbi Eliezer Meger Maiza, as saying that saying 100 blessings a day saves a person from 138 rebukes. When we say the blessings for the sake of Hashem's name and with complete kavana, complete intention. One overarching theme that we see in these psukim is that nothing is hidden from Hashem, everything is in Hashem's domain, and Hashem knows all. We can contrast the omniscience and the omnipotence of Hashem with the lack of understanding and the lack of awareness that Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Yehuda express here. May we each experience the antidote to the harsh punishments hinted in the double nuns of the word Yishacharunini, that we should seek Hashem with 100 blessings every day with proper intention and sincerity. It can remove the harshest of decrees. Thank you for learning with me, Le'ilui Nishmas Gilbert Carcenti, Menachem Mendel Ben Saud.